This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF, to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 255 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana, and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the centre under the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. During the financial year 2024-25, the central government released more than 18,322 crore rupees to the 27 states under the SDRF and over 4,808 crore rupees from the NDRF to 18 states. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalized during the meeting. Meanwhile, the party today named two central observers for its legislature party meeting in Delhi to elect its leader. They are senior party leader and MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and National Secretary Om Prakash Dhankar. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister will be held tomorrow morning at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi assembly elections. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization, ARDO, in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan assured that India will continue to exchange knowledge, technical expertise and successful policies and programs through the multilateral platform of ARDO. Gyanesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at the Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message to the people after assuming charge as the Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said the first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote. Before his arrivation as the Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar was serving as Election Commissioner since the 15th of March last year. India has denounced Pakistan as a global epicenter of terrorism and called it an irony that Islamabad claims to be at the forefront of fighting terror. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council yesterday, India's permanent representative Parvathaneni Harish said, "Pakistan is a global epicenter of terrorism, harbouring more than 20 UN-listed terrorist entities and providing state support to cross-border terrorism." He said it is a supreme irony when Pakistan pats itself on the back as being at the forefront of the fight against terrorism. Mr. Harish highlighted that India has been a victim of acts of terror perpetrated by Pakistan through groups such as the Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM, and Harkat-ul-Mujahideen, HUM, among dozens of others. The Palestinian armed group Hamas has proposed exchanging all Israeli captives and Palestinian prisoners in one go during the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal, with the aim of reaching a permanent truce and a full Israeli pullout. In addition, the group has also confirmed that it will release six living hostages on Saturday, who were said to be freed in the first phase, and return the bodies of four others tomorrow. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has said the negotiations for the second stage of the ceasefire deal will take place next week. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dropped 28 points to close at 75,939. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 was marginally down by 12 points to settle at 22,933. The broader market indices of the BSE rebounded and outperformed the benchmark indices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.